Time for the maintenance tip. Here's where we're going to save you a little time, save you a little money, and make sure you're never frustrated with anything when it comes to your swimming pool. Great time of year to be thinking about water chemistry. Oh, I know, this is your favorite topic. But seriously, because it is so hot right now and the water temperature in some cases getting up to 92, 93, even 94 degrees, that means that our evil nemesis and arch enemy algae and bacteria are partying all the time in your swimming pool. And the only way to interrupt that party is to make sure the water is in proper balance and to keep our chlorine levels a little higher this time of year, especially if the kids are still using the swimming pool a lot. Because for every single body that jumps in a swimming pool, it's that much more chlorine that is needed to keep it sanitized and safe for everyone to swim in. So our normal chlorine readings now, especially this time of year, are going to be between 3 and 5 parts per million. 3 and 5 parts per million. Our pH levels, still the same, ideally 7.4 to 7.6. Why is that so important? If the pH is too high, then the chlorine is no longer nearly as effective as it can be. And you're just wasting it. If the pH is too low, then the chlorine is readily available, more so than needed be, and it's wasted that way. So when we keep our chlorine between 7.4 and 7.6, that's the ideal range. Not only is it great for the chlorine, it's great for our bodies, because the natural pH of our eyes is 7.5. See? Alkalinity levels between 80 and 120 parts per million. Alkalinity is the buffer, like the shock absorbers in your car that Lynn was talking about earlier on in the program. That makes sure that the pH doesn't drift too much. Calcium hardness levels, great for the plaster, 200 to 400 parts per million. And cyanuric acid levels between 30 and 50 parts per million. That cyanuric acid is what helps protect the sun against the sun's UV rays. So getting good water balance this time of year, making sure our pools are circulating a very minimum of 12 hours a day. Personally, I have the variable speed pump from Pentair. I run my pool 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I run it lower at night, the speed's at around 1750 RPM at night. And then I ramp it up to about 2,700 during the day. And that keeps my pool circulating, which are evil nemesis and arch enemy algae and bacteria. They're partying. But, you know, when the water's circulating, they don't have time to just hang around anymore. They're all everywhere. And if the water chemistry's great, then guess what the water chemistry's doing to them while they're partying? It's killing them.